Good morning, Rabbosai! Living Nishmasim Mirosi, Rusmas Mordechai. Today's shiur sponsored by Stephen Borak. I'd like to thank Rebelli for getting me and others excited about learning again. I hope this chus of learning and supporting Daf Yomi will lead to a sweet year for all of Klal Yisrael. By Mirad Nakash, Lurfur Shleima, a good friend of his, Yehuda Ben Rochel. By Moshe Kinzaburski, Refor Shlema for Mordechai Tzvi Ben Sarachol, and by Elchanan Pressman, a big mazel tov to him. In honor of Rebelli, even though you weren't able to make it as a Masada Kiddushin last night at David's Chasana, that you and MDY are fully responsible for. Okay, thank you. Thank you again for the mini Chumashir you gave the other day in our honor. Refor Shlema, big mazel tov, Elchanan. Should have a lot of nachas from him, from the other chasen, from all your kids. For Shleima, Braina Bas Yenta Dvaira. By Joel Pollack, from my dear grandmother, Esa Perkel, who passed away today at age of 101. She's Eishes Chayil, for whom the lesson of Sukkos, Mem Tesamet Beis, is relevant. Chesed, she showed kindness to others in the last weeks of her life. His mother, Naomi Pollack, devoted hours every day to caring for her mother for years throughout COVID, providing shining examples to Kibbutz Ave. May her memory be a blessing. By Fishel Gross and his wife, in memory of Reb Mordechai Menashe ben Avram Samber, Mr. Marty Samber, patriarch of the Shalshelis of All Stars, Reb David Samber of South Bend, who is Fishel's brother-in-law, Reb Avi Samber from Telstone, and Reb Eli Samber of Chicago, who I know very well. He's the principal of Ari Crown. My two sons went there for Big Tkufa. The Levaya is Erev Shabbos in Chicago. I love this email from David Dimbert. You remember him? He came here with coffee. He has a coffee thing from Highland Park. We're Ali Leregel. We're on Daf Mem Tes talking about the Midah of Avram Avinu and the idea of giving shoes to people who want to make Ali Leregel. A huge shukar to the Shir, to Reb Eli and everyone who contributes to the Buy Gemara campaign. To someone who doesn't learn, a free Gemara is like a free pair of shoes. An entrance to the Yom Tovim. You're putting shoes on the people who don't even understand their own dreams of Aliyah. Tisku kulchem l'toyer l'atzochem ma'isim tovim, yishkoyach David. By Hevel Hayoifi. Not his real email address, I guess. Dear Reb Eli, I would like to thank you for being one of the sole sources of light in my light, in my life right now. He goes on to say, I shearing your tsar, I have a very similar situation, I'm telling him. Now that we got past that boring stuff, Sukkah Daf Chavav, because who remembers dates anymore when you learn the Daf? He's going by the Dapim, like similar to what you were talking about. Will be forever etched in my mind thanks to your dedication to the shear despite your son's wedding. I was also very inspired, as you have said it, was a nace, the whole being of the wedding. A very close second to Sukkah Daf Lamed, when you gave the shir after the Shere Brachas. May Hashem repay you for your dedication, merits in Nachas Simcha, true Nachas and Simcha, for all your kids. Amen. And may Hashem give you the strength to always be able to give Shiurim. Amen. P.S. Okay, name withheld. Hevel Ayofi. By Benjamin Frankel. Shalom Raveli. It's a pleasure having you tour the U.S. and being able to meet you at the Shere Brachas and again live shir in Woodmere Motzei Shabbos. That said, having Nachman by your side live in MDY is priceless. I can only imagine how many lines were skipped without Nachman chirping in. I was wondering why they need to have another free Gemara campaign. It's enough already. The more people who join, the longer the line will be to say Shalom Aleichem when you come to the U.S. next. But after reading a Ramban on this week's Parasha, I know why. The Ramban in Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chav Vav says as follows, Rabbi Asim Shem from Tanchum Bereveh, loosely translated, if one learns and teaches, if they have the ability to be mechazik others and don't, it is included in the Arur. Grace Yishkoch, Yossi Klein, everyone is behind the Free Gemara campaign. We should all be zeichet to greet the Shechina Bekaroiv, B.J. Frankel, MDY North, Woodmere. Klalu Prat by Ari Presser. Hello, Reb Eli. Shir is amazing. Was always on and off with the Daf for a few years. Found you by accident. Have been doing it now for a month. Love every minute. Perfect mix of fun and explanations. Today's Shir, you really explain Klal Prat to Klal better than any Rebbe I ever had. The only thing I didn't understand was why, by the Ribuy, they only excluded Cheres and not, let's say, wood. Thanks for your sacrifice. Looking forward to being part of the Chabura years to come. Ari Presser, Continental Casing Corporation. Yishkoich Ari. Well, Cheres is the least of all Kalim. It's the bottom of the bottom. The only thing less than that, I guess, is Klei Gelalim, but that's for sure not included. There's no way that you could bring a Kli Galal Takadosh Baruch Hu. That would be... Yeah, okay, but if you go in, I mean, the bottom of the line is a Kli Cheres, then you have wood, then you have stone, whatever, but Cheres is on the bottom. Oh, and one more. Oh, we're doing good here with time. Yehuda Harriman. Shalom Aleichem Rebelli. My name is Yehuda. I'm 22, living in Tinek, married, have a child on the way. Bezer Hashem. Getting married, young men starting to work and leave the Beis Medrash. I wanted to thank you for helping me gain a real geshmak in my learning and being kavei yidim l'Torah. By joining the MDY Chavir Masechet Sukkah, I've also been able to improve other parts of my learning, say the Yishnayit, such as Mishnayis, Shnai Mikra, and Mishnah Brura. Beautiful. I want to share a funny maisa that happened a few weeks back. I was at a chassid and noticed a man with headphones on, computer out, sitting at a table alone outside the hall. As my wife and I walked past, I noticed a familiar face on the screen, chuckling and moving his hands a lot. I stopped to get a closer look, and he was no other than Yosef Biliak. I told him I'm an avid listener and how much I enjoy the shiur. He told me to email, da-da-da. Thanks again, Rebelli, coming in my learning to a new level. Emir Hashem, looking forward to finishing many seconds of the shiur, Shas and beyond, Kol Tov, Yehuda Hammerman. Here he is with Yosef Biliak at the wedding. Now, Yosef is on his way to the airport. On his way back to Eretz Yisrael, and he stopped off at the wedding, and he decided to... You had to. Chaim Snow was out of business that day. No, I'm saying, it's unbelievable dedication. Yishkoyach Yosef. Yosef is now working on a big surprise for the Siyum, which is the new song.
Why do you keep on saying the surprise?
Oh, people had to know about it? I could show
it's
it?
A surprise. And then you say what
happened. No. to hear it and to see it, is I could say it. It's nothing.
Okay.
A song. What's the song? Shalom Aleichem. Who? What's his name? What? David Cohen's brother. Ah, Shalom Aleichem. Very nice. All right. You came at a beautiful time. We're on Daf Nun Aleph, which means we are 50 daf into Masechta Sukkah. 50 daf ago, a lot of people started for the very first time with us, and they held out 50 long days, actually very short days. Today's a beautiful, beautiful daf. We're holding the last words on daf Nun Amud Beis, Omer Rav Papa. Ketanoi. So, we're in the middle of the Machloikis. What is considered the Iker Shira and the Beis HaMikdash? The Nachem, figure out. Well, I think we figured it out. Shira Motzei Shabbos is going to be at 9:30, not before Slichos, because there are a lot of people that do the next day, including Yirmi Gold, who doesn't even come to the Shira. Kitaloi, no stam, threw that out. Disanya, Avdi Koyanim Hoyu. You could do it, no problem. You do it. I'm going to be preparing the next morning Shira. Okay, so now we have a Machlaikis. What is the Torah when the Torah says it should be a shiro by a karbon, by other things? What does it mean with an instrument, a kli, with the levim's mouth or whoever sing? So similar to the machloike says the gemara ketanoi. This anya, avdei koyharim hayu, incredible. By the karbon tamid, who was playing the instruments? They were slaves. They were goyim. So we have a three-way machlokes. Who played the instruments? Were they Goyim? Were they Yisraelim? Or were they Levim? Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yosi Oimer, Mishpachas Beis Habgorim, Mishpachas Beis Tziparia, Tzipraya. These were Yisraelim, not even Levim, but something in between. They weren't Avadim. They were Yisraelim, special families, Beis Habgorim, Tzipraya. Umeyamum Hoyu, they were from Uman. Shahayu Masim Lakuhuna. Don't get too excited, Avi. Shahayu Masim Lakuhuna. They had such good yichos that their daughters, their almanas, would marry into the kuhuna. No questions asked. Yeah. Rebbe Chanina ben Atignoi Soimer Levim Hayu. So he says, no. The only people that played the instruments were Levim. My lab, welcome if we. So is that similar to our machlokes? The man, do amar avodim hayu kusav ikashiro bapeh. You know why a goy could play the guitar? Because it's nothing. The main thing is the Levim singing their beautiful voices. whoever accompanies them with a guitar, with a kinar, with a flute, that it doesn't matter. It could be on a recording, it could be a guy, it doesn't matter. And the other man that says we're levim, because I'll make a shira kli. Well, no, when the Torah says shira, it means instruments. So therefore, obviously it doesn't mean a eved. No. So what's the kasha? Then what do you do with the middle mandomar? The mandomar that says it's Yisrael, mimanavshach. If it's important, then it has to be a Levi. If it's not important, it could be an Eved. Why Yisrael? It should be even slaves should be able to. And if you have to, if the Torah is referring to instruments, Levim Yisraelim loy. Elo dekule alma ikir shiro bapeh. Certainly, when the Torah talks about shira, it's referring to bapeh. It has to be singing. Tosis is asking amazing kasha. If that's the case, this is just for pshat of the sugi. If that's the case, then we had this chart the other day. You remember this chart? There are 12 days that you could play the flute. What are the 12 days? 8 days of sukkahs. Let me go on. For 1,000 points, it was the Erev Pesach and Pesach Shein. Fine. How do you come to 8 days of sukkahs? If ikir shira bapeh, the Torah says you should sing it with your mouth, so how in the world are you allowed to play a violin on Yontif? A violin is just extra. How can you get to 8 days? How can you be Michal Shabbos with a violin? The Torah doesn't say violin. The Torah says you should do it with your mouth. So Taisus says, and this is, everybody wonders about this also, the whole list of the play instrument is only the Rabbanah, because you might come to fix it. So there's no Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, but Ein Chanami, ikir shira bapeh. Fine. That's the next line. Says the Gemara. The Marasava Hocha Have Maisa. That is the Matzias. What happened? Listen, sometimes the Avadim are really good instrument players, and that's why they use them. That's what happened over there. Marasava Hocha Have Maisa. And the other Avadim said, no, it was the Israelim that were better. Who's the band? Who played in the band? Lamayin Afkimina. You ever saw that video? I was just thinking about this. There's a video of in France. So anyways, I saw a Mardigan video of three non-Jews singing a Shweki song. Yeah, Rachim. Yeah, Jamaicans. Okay, so that's what it was. Why did they hire them? Because they were better than the Jewish guys over there. They were good. They were really good. Talk to Gemara, L'mayin afkimina, L'malim meduchin liyuchsin l'mayisar komif li... Oh, did I skip? Okay, so if that was the Maisa, who cares? Why are we telling us that, oh, you should know there were slaves up there playing the instruments? Says Gemara, it's a huge nafkimina. When you see a guy on the stage, on the band stage, could I grab him and say, oh, you can marry my daughter? You could have Maisa, that means you're a Levi? Or there's no Raya, just because you're up there, maybe you're a non-Jew? The fact that you're playing instruments up there means zero. So I don't marry you off to anybody. I don't give you ma'aser. And the other man says to Yisrael, it's in between thing. You're allowed to be Yisrael up on the stage, and therefore you have good yichus. But it doesn't mean anything that you're a Levi. So therefore you don't get ma'aser, which a Levi is entitled to, the 10%. So if I see somebody on the stage, that means he's a Levi, that means he has yichus, and it means that he could eat meiser. Says the Gemara. Okay, so for this, Rabbi said, we have to go back to yesterday's sugya. And it goes like this, very, very poshut. We have a machloikas. It's a very simple machloikas, which we add parts to. So we have the flute, the cholel. Rabbi Yossi says, you can play the flute on Shabbos. Chacham say you cannot play the flute on Shabbos. Okay, that's what we have. What does that mean? In what situation, what scenario? You could play a flute, what, stam? Play a flute on Shabbos. Comes Rabbi Yossi, that's the sugi that we had yesterday, and says, no, let me explain to you. The machloikis, you see the red box here? The machloikis is only in one case, by a carbon. That carbon is a daraisa. Comes Rabbi Yossi, says, flute, you could play by a carbon when you bring a carbon. Chacham say, you cannot play a flute by a carbon. But by Simchas Beis She'eva, down here, there's no machloek. You see, there's no red box. Everybody agrees that Simchas Beis She'eva cannot play a flute on Shabbos. Why? It's just Simcha. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you should play a flute. We invented it. We decided to make it all exciting and happy, so we brought in a band. But it doesn't mean that you could be Doicha Shabbos with it. That's Rabbi Yosef. His explanation of this machloekis. Comes Rabbi Yirmiya right now today and explains it differently. By the way, I was thinking to myself, like, if you learned in yeshiva and you see this chart, like, what? I'm going to look at a chart for Daf Yomi. It's pasnished. But we're learning quickly. And to, even though it's a very simple machloekis, but to add another part, and all of a sudden you become confused. And you feel like you don't have the sugya. I think it's unbelievable. This chart, mamish, for me at least, it made it clear for me. So here's the same machloikis. Rabbi Yirmiya says that the machloikis is down here, not over here, not between carbon and carbon. By carbon and carbon, you remember the sugya? You know it? You did the 40 siyum on sukkah. 62 groups, and therefore what? You don't remember the sugya anymore. Okay, makes sense. All right, so run your groups. Do me a favor, run the groups. And keep all your comments over there with the groups. The machlokes is between Shoyeva and I'm going to get, oh, you have to be nice, even to the Nebuch, so what the hell is that?
That's the way to
go with the Come here, Yeshua. Come to the front. Okay, so the machlokes is between Shoyeva and Simchas Beis Shoyeva. You hear this unbelievable idea? It's basically, we kind of, in Tosis, we kind of said it. This is machloekis in Simchas Beis She'eva, can you play a flute, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you should play a flute. But it's only a Derabanan, and there's a big Simcha going on in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Derabanan pushes off this thing. You can push off the Derabanan because it's a major, major Simcha. Don't write me any emails, I know I'm a big rush or whatever. Fine. Yeah, so according to Rabbi Yirmiya, there's no machloekis in Karban. Please zoom in on him, please. Gershon, do me a favor. I don't know if you can do it quickly, but you got his. Yeah, he's already. Okay. Fine. Nachamol. Very, very simple machlokes for Boisai. We're making a whole big deal out of this. According to Rabbi, there's no machlokes in carbon. Everybody agrees that a flute pushes off carbon because it's deraisa. The whole machlokes is even in Simchas Beis She'eva, where there's no mention in the Torah, Rabbi Yosef says, flute, you can play music all you want. It's a simcha. On Shabbos. Of course, on Shabbos. What's the Shaila? You know what? I'll stop right over here and say something very interesting. Very, very interesting. I think a lot of people might know this. I wasn't so clear about it. Imagine you walk into a chasen on Friday night. They used to make chasenas Friday night. And you see music playing. What would you say to yourself? Crazy. Doesn't make any sense. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew on Shabbos to come to your chasen and play music. For Simchas Chasen V'Kala. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. You hear this? For Simchas Chasen V'Kala, you're allowed to. Now, there's also a halacha about Simchas Torah. So Simchas Torah, you're allowed to dance and clap your hands. But you're not allowed to ask for music. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to dance and you're not allowed to clap your hands. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, the famous Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to snap your fingers or bang on the table like drum. And if somebody does it, you don't tell them not to because it's better that you should be shy, you're not mazed. What about just dancing, like walking around the table, like, you know, like the Litvish dance. Like that. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's not considered dancing, and it's okay on Shabbos. I'll tell you a quick ma'isa. The first week I davened here in the shul in Bnei Yeshivas, all of a sudden the Olam, I couldn't believe it. Such a geshmaka Olam. They get up by Kabbal Shabbos, and they're like, oh, Shabbos, and they're dancing around the bima. I was like, man, this is a Mardika shul. In fact, I never went anywhere else. In 8 years, I've never davened in another shul, ever. But the second week I was there, they weren't going around the bima. So I was like, hey, whatever. Third week. Fourth week I'm there, all of a sudden I hear the guy going to the guys next to me. Listen, there's a new guy coming. We got to do this thing around the bima thing. We got to impress him. It's like, are you serious? He's not even smiling because he knows it's true. You were part of that going around the bima thing and pretending that you're all geschmack. Okay. Anyway, fine. Ma'isa Shahaya, fine. If you want to see these halachas in Simen, Shin Lamed Ches, Siv Beis, Barachasan, I thought it's incredible. Mamish music, the whole thing, because Simchas Chasen V'Kala. So Mustaire, you're allowed to dance and clap your hands, but you're not allowed to play the music. Okay. So, but here we are, smack in the middle of a different sugya. Where are we? I have no idea where we are. So going back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, this machlokes, let's do it again. This machlokes we had yesterday, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you could play a flute on Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Chacham, you cannot. He says, there's no machlokes when it comes to carbon of the rice. Of course, everybody says you could play a flute. Talking about an invented kind of thing that's not in the Torah. Simchas Beis Shreva, to be happy on Yontif. Could you play a flute when you're only pushing off of the Rabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash? And Rabbi Yossi says you could, Chacham says you can't. Machlokes b'shishu shayeva. To have extra simchi and not allowed on Shabbos. Right? And by the way, this halacha that I said about a chasana only applies to chasana, not by Kabbalah Shabbos, and not by other mila and other things. You cannot play instruments. It's by special halacha by chasana kal. Avashisha karban. By karban, these two checks. I hold Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's no machlokes by carbon. Whereas yesterday we had Rabbi Yosef who says the machlokes is by carbon, and by Simchas Beis Shaveh, there's no machlokes. Everybody says it's also to play an instrument. Meisvei. Avikash says Mefurish in the Braisa, Shir Shosheva, Doiches Shabbos. Here, according to Rabbi Yosef, there's nobody that holds that you could play an instrument on Simchas Beis Shaveh. Zero. Aser, aser. And all of a sudden over here, look at this Braisa. Even on Simchas Beis Shaveh, you could be Machal Shabbos with instruments. Did Rabbi Yosef review though? So it's a big cash on Rabbi Yosef. Do you have the Rabbi Yosef? But there's two parts to Rabbi Yosef. Don't forget. We just slugged up this part. We have here that Rabbi Yosef review that says you could play instruments by Simchas Beis Shaveh. But there's another part. Don't forget this part. That in Karban, he says it's a Machlaikas. Now I'm going to prove to you that he's wrong in that also. There's no machlokes in carbon, and in fact, everybody holds, just like this, that carbon is mutter, and you should play instruments on Shabbos. Tiyuft. Leim b'shishu sheyevah hu depligi. Av b'shishu carbon divrei hakol doiches haShabbos. So now, perhaps I could just be medayik. The whole machlokes it says in the Braisa is on Simchas Beis Shaveh. Mashma that there's zero machlokes by carbon. And it's okay. And that's also kash on Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef said that it's not okay to play by a carbon. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a great kasha. Lema David, you have to the Rabbi Yosef, bitarti. Both of these statements of Rabbi Yosef, sorry, this one right over here. Both of the statements of Rabbi Yosef, tarti, that there's a machlokes in carbon and there's no machlokes in sheva, we just slugged up. Amar Rabbi Yosef, pligi b'shir sheva v'adin l'karbon. He says, no, look, there's going to be two machlokes in. A machlokes by karban, according to Chacham, you cannot play a flute. And in Simchas Beis Shaveh, you can't play a flute. I hold, there's two machlokes in here. So why did the Bryce only mention one out of the two? Say two. This is a much bigger chiddush. Listen to this. You could play, you could be machalel Shabbos, just for Simcha when it's not mentioned in the Torah. Because I want to have a good time on Yontif, at Shabbos Yontif, I'm going to be Michal Shabbos and Yontif together. Doesn't say, I hold you could. That's a big, much bigger chiddush that I could play a flute when I'm bringing a carbon to Eretz, when the Torah says Shira by the carbon. The Torah never says Shira by Shayim. Okay. So that's not a good raya. But I have a different raya. Vaktani, but in our Mishnah says Zeu Chol Shabbos Hashoeva Sheinu Doiches Hashabbos Sheinu Doiches Hashabbos V'Loyes Hayantiv. How could I say that? How could I say according to Rabbi Yosef in the Teretz? You see, it says Betirut. That is a machlokes by carbon, and there's a machlokes by Simchas Beis Shaveh. But it says in our Mishnah Zeu Chol Shabbos Hashoeva Sheinu Doiches Hashabbos V'Loyes Hayantiv. Our Mishnah says that Simchas Beis Shaveh, this is wrong. There's no check mark over here. You know, Aval the carbon doicha. But seems like from our Mishnah that carbon does push off. Mani inayim Rabbi Yosi review the Hamar Shir Shosheiva Nami doicha. According to Rabbi Yosi, two checks. Everything carbon and Sheiva. Elolav Rabbanon. V'tiyuv to the Rabbi Yosi v'tarti. So it has to be going according to Rabbanon, and therefore I do have a major kasha on Rabbi Yossi that that carbon pushes off Shabbos. According to Rabbanon, carbon pushes off Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi says carbon doesn't. Okay, says the Gemara Nusogya. My time at the Mandal Amar Ikeshir Bikli. Where did he get the idea that when the Torah says the word Shira, song, it means with the instrument? The Chsiv. He said, Chizkiyah said, bring the oilah. And when you bring the oilah, start singing shir. So what does the word shir mean? Look at the next word. There were instruments here, says the Gemara. So that's it. So you see that shir means instruments. Great. Why does the other man say? I was thinking to myself, like, would I ever buy a CD that had a guy singing without any instruments? But you do buy CDs that only have instruments. So what's the ikir here? Maybe a cappella with drums, with everything. What? Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm just saying, fakir. Not a cappella. Just a guy's voice. Have you ever purchased something like that? My time, if it was Nachman Seltz, I would. My time, the man of America, she wrote a pet, the sieve, I had lemachatitzrim, velemeshirim, lashmia, koil echod. So you hear this? Listen to this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, mechatitzrim. What is that? Trumpets. But the Gemara is proving from here that your mouth is not a kli. It says la meshayrim, the singers lashmiya kol echad. It's just their voice. Ah, the pasuk says la mechatzitzrim trumpets. Says Rashi, it doesn't mean that this is a kli shira. The trumpets were there for other reasons. It's not part of the musical instruments. The trumpets they sound noises, but it's not. That's not where. Okay. Singing is with your mouth. So what's each one going to do with the other one's pasuk? First he started singing with his mouth. And then he accompanied him, harmonies and all that other thing with the kelim. So the kelim are not the ikar. But it says in the pasuk that with your mouth is the ikar, not. I'm sorry. It says that with the mouth, not with the kelim. Should be like the trumpets. What's a trumpet? Okay, it's not a musical instrument, but it's a kli. Fine. Says the Halakha Mishnah. Where's that? Sponsored by Fishel for the Ilu Nishmas, Reb Mordechai Menashe ben Avram Samber, whose Levaya is today. Me, famous Mishnah. Me shalei ra simchas beis ha-sheva, lei ra simcha miyama. If you didn't see the simchas beis ha-sheva, you don't know what you're missing. You never saw simcha in your life. I saw the Meiri says that it's a combination of simcha of gashmius and ruchnius. It's the two. Gashmius, you're dancing and having a great time, but it's with the shef of ruchnius, so it's a complete simcha. That's what it means. B'matzoy yontav harishon shel chag, yordu lezes nashim. So, on the first day of yontav, matzah yontav, so here's the Beis HaMikdash, they go into the Ezes Nashim. All this is Ezes Nashim. Here's where the Mizbech is, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim on this side. From here on, this is the Ezes Nashim. It's called Ezes Nashim because on Yontif, the women would stand over here on the balconies. Umisaknim Sham Tikun Gadol. As the Gemara is going to explain, let me just cheat a little bit because we might not have a lot. Well, we're doing okay. But I'll just say this, Lekavit Rebbe Chanan Pressman and the Chasana. The Mishnah says they were misakin a tikkun gadol. They made a tremendous tikkun in Klai Yisrael. And what is it? That they instituted the idea of mechitzas in a shul. There was a lot of problems going on between the men and the women. First they tried to put the men inside and the women outside. We're going to see the whole sugya. It never worked. There was always kalas roish. So they put the women on the balcony and the men down there, and that worked. That's a tikkun gadol. So as for Moshe Feinstein, why are we making ourselves crazy and we have to build platforms for the women? Just tell the women, stay home. Stay home. You have such issues. Every year you try to. So he says, you see from here that we want the women involved. We want them to come to shul. It's good for them to come to the Beis HaMikdash. It's good for them to see what's going on. And we'll do everything we can to make it happen. Yeah.
The woman should sit next to the husbands.
Yeah.
So him and Aaron Cutler, they sat next to their wives, and everyone else was on both sides. But Aaron Cutler and Ramosha Feinstein sat next to their wives.
And nobody else.
Yeah, Ramosha. Saying this is we're going through Ramosha.
Yeah.
Why don't
we have a mic? Menorah shel zav hayusham. Look at these beautiful menorahs. They're 50 amma tall, approximately 100 feet tall. And each one had four containers that was svalim shalzav made out of gold, candelabra. And there were four ladders, 100 feet tall each one. And there was arba yiladim, like the youngsters. Bachram Rashi says mepirche kuhuna ubiideim kadim, and they had the vessels full, shalmeya v'esrim lug, it was 30 lug per head, shematin l'kol sefel v'sefel. They put 30 lug each one. How did they make the wicks? Mibaloi michnasei koyanim, umemiyoneim, from the worn out, bigde kuhuna, from the pants, mehen oyu mafkiin, they would tear them apart, and they use them as wicks. Every single chatz in Yerushalayim, we're not talking about like remote today, like, you know, in the era Atika, whatever was considered Yerushalayim then, Me'ira Ma'or Beis HaShe'eva, and Rashi goes on to explain that the front, we learned in Yuma, the front wall of the Beis HaMikdash was lower so that you could see from Harazazim, so maybe the light went over the wall, and they were very tall, these candelabras. Great. By the way, I forgot to mention, there's a, okay, I don't have time now. Say it a different time. Maisa with the Baal Shem Tov. No, we don't have time. Okay, we'll say it a different time. If we remember. So, you had chasidim, holy people that were chasidim, the did lefnim mishur sadin, v'anshim maisa, hoyu meraktim b'fneim. We're turning to Daf Nun Aleph on the base, sponsored by the MDY Tilling Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refuzi and Yeshuas, please join Tilling.8mindav.com and by Shlomo Lelazarian from LA in honor of my wife for sacrificing her life in order for me to prepare the shir. Ba'avukah shel or b'yadeim. Says Rashi, they used to, Shkoyach, they used to draw, it's okay, it's Pseder. Here. Yeah. So here. Here's the picture, here's how it works. Here's Reb David juggling three of these in our base medrash with our rishos. Here, take.
Yep.
Oh, you want me to juggle it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But Rabbi Isai, this is amateur. This is three, and Rashi says there were eight of these. Eight. Some did six. Some did eight. Okay, this is gonna be good. Shkoyach. V'ayrim lefneihem divrei shirois v'shushbachois. So again, it's the gashmis and the ruchnis. You have the juggling going on, and you have the shirois v'shushbachois takosh baruch hu v'alevim b'kinoyrois u'benevalim u'tziltayim v'chatzaitzrois, different instruments u'beklei shir beloy mispor. There's no max to how many instruments there were. Alcham eshesrim malois. So, as we know, if you look over here again, you could see this circle, the semicircle, is 15 steps that represented the Shir HaMalos, the 15 Shir HaMalos in Tehillim. And it's when you go from the Azara into the Ezras Nashim. So here it is. They were on these steps. I'm going to see that David HaMelech, he was digging for the shitin to get to dig out the drainage that for the wine and the water, and he got too deep. 16 the Gemara later on, two daf, 16,000 amas down, the water went down, and he needed to bring the water back up. So he said Shir HaMalos, and it brought it back up. 15,000 amma. Each shir mile is 1,000 amma. Now the water is only 1,000 amma below the surface. So, here you could see, if you look closely, there are two koyhanim right over here. This shah right over here, shah nikonar. I don't know if you need to see it over here, but this shah nikonar. That's where they stood. And they had two trumpets in their hands. We had a machlokes in Masechtas Yuma. Is Gever the rooster, or Gever was a man that scream out? And if you remember, we had Rav. Nobody recognized him, and he was saying over, and I forgot who the Tana was. He said, "Kara Gever." So Rav said, "It means the guy." So he says, "No, I think it means the chicken." So Rav yelled at him. He said, "Like, you're not even, who are you to even argue with me? I said it in front of everybody, all these gedolim, and they didn't know it was Rav." Okay, fine. Kara Gever taku veiri v'taku tkiya trua tkiya. They do this three times. He gives them out last series. Then they go down the steps. Here you go. Another picture. They come down the steps. They're on the 10th step. Taku ve'riu v'taku. Again. Tkiyo. True tkiyo. He gives them Zara. Now they're down on the bottom. Taku ve'riu v'taku. Again, they did. Tkiyo. True tkiyo. Hoi yutokim ha'olchim achim ha'gim l'shara yoytzim v'izrach. They did like a tkiyo g'doyla. A really long one. A prolonged tkiyos. So that they could get all the way to the other side. So we're talking about, they exited this way. This is the wall that I said before is lower. So you can see in all the way to the Heichal. They came down the stairs, they're going this way. This is the east. Then the two Koyhanim, where are they? Yeah, here we go. The two Koyhanim with the trumpets turn facing everybody else. In other words, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, facing this way. Va'amru. And they said a very sad pasuk in the Navi. Aviseinu shahayu ba'makim hazeh. Almost the pasuk. Achareyim elaheichal. Referring to in Bayis Rishon, that a lot of people were Oved Avodah Zarah, the Oved the son. So in order, it was mamash to disgrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They turned their backs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and went towards the east where the sun was and bowed to the sun and turned their backs to the Kodesh HaKadosh. So he said, we're not like them. And us, our eyes are to you, Hashem. They would repeat, we say in Slichos, it's a little bit of a different Lashon. Says the Gemara Tan Rabban.
Is this the conclusion of the
Probably the beginning. I would assume it's the beginning. That's when they did the whole. That's when they poured and this what? Right. Toises asks a very, very interesting question. Kriyat HaGever is in the morning. Brings a good point. So that means they drew the water before by Alois. So then the water is possible. The water is lino. Doesn't matter. Still lino. That's not an eitza to watch it. Night comes, night goes. It's lino. It says Taisvas that a big aside, lino only occurs when you get into the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't get to the Beis Hamikdash. They drew the water in the Shiloyach and they brought it. They drew it by Elias. But by the time they got to the Beis Hamikdash, it was already daytime. And Mela, there's no lino. And the lino occurs in the Beis Hamikdash. Torah Abara Mishalei Ra. Now the Gemara is just going to bring other examples of things. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it in your life. Mishalei Ra Simchas Beis Sheva. This amazing party of Simcha, Leira Simcha Miyama, Mishalera Yerushalayim Sefarta. If you didn't see Yerushalayim at its height, Leira Krach Nechmad Moilam, then you didn't see a beautiful place, Mishalera Beis Hamikdash Bimiyanai. If you didn't see the Beis Hamikdash when it was standing, Leira Binyan Mefayar Ma'olam, so you didn't see a gorgeous building, Mahi, which Beis Hamikdash? There's three. There's the two Batei Hamikdash that we're familiar with, Beis Rish and Beis Sheni, but also the Beis Sheni went through a big renovation by Hurdus. Are we referring to that one? Now it can't be. We know that the first Beis Hamikdash was nicer than the second. So Mamela can't be the second one. In fact, we're referring to the beautiful building that Hordas built. Why is it so beautiful? Omar Rava Ba'avni Sheisha. He used green marble, umarmira, and white marble. So it's green and white. Ikidami Ba'avni Sheisha. Yeah, it was green. Kuchla, a little bit of blue granite going on there. Umarmira, and white. Apik Safa Vail Safa. Similarly, if you look at the Kaisel, not every stone doesn't lie directly above each other. It's a little bit indented. Each one is indented inwards. Somehow that enables you maybe from the back of the stone to put the cement. He didn't want to put cement between the bricks. Like the Kaisel today, there's no cement between it. And that's why it's really nice. He didn't want to do that. Savar l'mishe b'dahava. He wanted to cover the entire wall with gold plating. Let it go. It's much nicer the way it looks like now. There's an optical illusion. When you look at it, different colors, you kind of get dizzy. Like it almost waves. If you look at it, it starts moving. Because everyone is different color. Like people wear these shirts, you know, different boxes. And you look at it and all of a sudden you start getting a little, you think it's moving. I think that's what it means over here. It looks like waves. Leave it. Don't put any gold. It looks better like this. Tanya Reb Yehuda Omer. Rashi brings the word metropolitan. It's a combination of three words. View means two, plu, stone, which is the bluestone shell, Alexander Shul Mitzrayim. Now we're talking about the beautiful shul and the congregation that was in Mitzrayim. If you haven't seen that, you haven't seen a shul. You didn't see the covenant of Klai Yisrael. Omru, kimin, besalki, gdoilois, like a big giant palace or whatever, like a get something that they had in Rome. Stav lefnim estav, two rows of benches. Palm shayu ba, sometimes kiflaim ki yotzim Mitzrayim. Double yotzim Mitzrayim, 600,000, 1.2 million men, adult men, in one shul. V'hayu ba, shim vechod katedroi shalzov, chairs of gold. Keneged shim vechod shesanhedrik doyla, they themselves in Mitzrayim had 71 Sanhedrin. So for each Rav, a beautiful golden chair. How much do these chairs cost? Think to yourself. The guy takes out the word riboy because it's almost impossible. I'll tell you in a second why. Riboy is 10,000, right? So each chair had 21 kikri zav. A kikar zav, for argument's sake, is about 36 kilo. Times 2.2 for pounds, times ounces. I just did a quick calculation. $50 million. That's if it's without riboy. If you do 50 million times 10,000, it's going to be a number that doesn't really work, says the guy. Okay, so $50 million. New, I could sort of understand. Each chair, at least $50 million. Ubima shaleiz ben tziyasa, there's 1.2 million people. Think about it. 1.2 million people, so you need a stage in the center. And you stand in the center. He had a flag. He just waved his flag. And everybody answers amen. And that they bring halacha from here. Could you say amen like out here? Nobody, you're not here. You hear it on a microphone. From here, you see sort of that if you're, well, at least in the same room, in the same place, that if you don't hear, you don't hear the chazan at all. You just see a flag. You could be mishtatev and say amen with everybody else. But of course, if you see this on YouTube, 5 hours later, me making a bracha, you do not say amen. They knew which bracha was. They also know on Zoom what it is, on YouTube. They each category of person, if you're a psychologist, you sat with the psychologist, lawyers with lawyers, dentists with dentists. El Zahav Mifnei Atzma, people that dealt with gold, Vikisav Mifnei Atzma, and silver, the silversmiths, Vinapacham Mifnei Atzma, Vitarsim Mifnei Atzma, Gardim Mifnei Atzma. If you wove clothing, you sat by. Why? They were Mamash Bali Zdokak. Shani Nichlas Shom, how you makir Bali Umrasi Vinifin Lashom. You go to his section and you get a job from them. Umisham Parnasasu Parnasas Anshi Beisar. Omar Abayo, Rabbois, I have major Yisoid in life. Vikulu, Katlinu, Alexandrin, Moikdon. They take out the word Moikdon. Alexander, whoever he was, killed them all. My time, Yanchu. Why did he kill them? Mishum da avriay krolo yisifon loshu v'der chazeh oid. You're not going to go back to Mitzrayim. And they went back to Mitzrayim. V'inu hodur asu. So the Gemara just goes on to say, this week's parasha, Rabbi Isai, this week's parasha. In the Klalos, he heard the king hears them reading it. He says, "Ah, it's a raya. I'm supposed to kill you because it says that a king is going to come from the distance and kill you all." It takes usually 10 days to get here. It took me only 5. So he killed them all. I want to say real quickly, the Maisa was over there that Gedaliah was in charge of Klal Yisrael, and a really bad guy killed him. What was his name again? Yishmael ben, whatever his name was, killed him. And Klal Yisrael went to the Navi Yirmiyah and they said, "What should we do? The king put Gedaliah in charge and now he's dead. They're going to think that we killed him. What should we do?" He says, let me get a Nevuah. He didn't get a Nevuah for 10 days. They were under pressure. And then all of a sudden he comes with the Nevuah and he says an unbelievable Nevuah. He says, "If you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have everything you need, kol tuv sela. But I'm only going to tell you the Nevuah," he says, "if you swear to me that you're going to listen to the Nevuah." He says, "Of course we swear." He says, "But if you go to Mitzrayim, you're all going to die." So they said, "Nah, it's not a Nevuah. It happened 10 days later." They went to Mitzrayim. Rabbi said, "What happened?" "They died. But if you chap what's going on here, when did they die?" 650 years later. 650 years later. So I think it's a major yesod. You have to take this in the right way. I know I'm going to get a little bit of flack, but I'm going to say it anyways. Sometimes, when the Torah says, "Loi seisifun lashu b'der chazoid," it's a mefurash pasuk. So what do you say to yourself? "I'm here ready for 600 years. My forefathers are here. I have a minig to live here. A minig against the Torah." But it says in the mefurash in the Torah. So you have to do a cheshbon and nefesh to yourself. It's not an excuse to say, "But my father lived there and my grandfather lived there." It's a mefurash pasuk. You, each person has to take their own cheshbon and nefesh. So people say, "But my Rav told me this and that," so I'm not going into that. But sometimes, yeah, if it's against the mefurash pasuk, they got killed 650 years later. Things are unbelievable. Have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you on Shabbos at 9:30. A guten Shabbos.